Before we start, it's a good idea to make certain that you're in a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for the next 35 minutes or so. Maybe switch your phone to silent, and make sure that your clothes are comfortable. If you need to change a few things, just press the pause button now, and start again when you're ready. Alright, now we'll begin. So you just settle yourself comfortably now, and take a slow, deep breath. And let go as you breathe out. That's good. And now I'm going to ask you to direct your thoughts to different parts of your body. Maybe to the very tip of the little finger on your right hand, for instance. And I wonder if you'll be able to concentrate all your thoughts to whatever part I mention. Or if you'll decide to give only a part of your thoughts to that part. Or maybe you'll decide to always think about a different part altogether to whatever I'm saying. But then, of course, you'll have had to think about the part I mention, that tip of the little finger on your right hand, for instance, in order to know that you're going to think about another part instead. And that's okay, because it means you'll be able to use that powerful mind of yours to think in exactly the way you want to think. Whether it's to concentrate on the part I talk about, or in a totally different part. And it may be that you'll be able to tune your mind into mine, so that you can guess the part I'm going to talk about next, or perhaps the part I'm not going to mention next. And then it might feel, if you thought the same thing, as if you were already thinking about the part that I mentioned, or didn't mention. And you could wonder whether you had read my thoughts, or if maybe we had just both thought the same thing at the same time, through nothing more than coincidence, or if it was because of some mysterious connection to a great pool of unconscious knowledge. As you begin to be able to focus your mind in that special way that the strongest and most focused of minds can do so well, so certainly. As they discover and tap into the state of concentrated focus, so that it might seem to you that you can anticipate every word that I say, and either think the same thing in a kind of harmony, or perhaps think a different thought, your own thought, that allows you to become even more focused as my voice just fades into the background. And thinking about the top of your head now, wondering if you can be aware with the super awareness that comes with that special state of concentrated focus, of every single little hair root, every single square millimeter of your scalp, or perhaps thinking of your feet, both feet, at the same instant. But of course, you may not have heard any of this because you might have been thinking of your left ear instead, or the bridge of your nose. Or perhaps the sensation may be a faint tingling sensation in your fingers and thumbs. Because as we think about a body part, so it's nearly impossible to not notice the sensations associated with that part, or not associated with the part I mention, but with a totally different part. So that if you think of your hand, you might be aware of the way it rests in your lap. And if you think about your knees, you can notice the sensation at the back of your knees, a sensation that you would not easily be aware of in the normal way. And as you begin to wonder if you can sense what I'm going to say next, it might seem to you that your awareness of your entire body has intensified, so that it's as if you can think of every part of your body all at once, all at the same time. Your head and your hands, your face and your shoulders, your feet, your knees, your left side, your right side, the top of your head, the middle of your back, the long muscles on either side of the spine, the short muscles around your heels and ankles, the sole of each foot, the arch of each foot. And it's an amazing thing that we can do, directing our thoughts to the body map that we hold in our mind and brain, where each tiny part of the body is mapped in minute detail. Every cell, every fibre, every pore. And it might even be that very same body map that the subconscious uses to check every minute part of the body, thousands of times a second, for every day of your life. But the conscious mind is slow and can really only think of one part at a time, so that until I finish this sentence, you might not even have been aware of the sensation on the soles of your feet. But now that I've mentioned it, of course, you can be aware of that sensation. But in so doing, you've probably forgotten to think about the very tip of the little finger on your right hand. But you are now so beautifully focused, so sharply aware of your thoughts, that you can easily imagine, with that powerful part of your mind that knows just how to imagine things, that you can fly, as free as a bird, sailing on a breeze and gazing down at the landscape beneath you, noticing what looks like just a small gorge that has a magical sort of feel that seems to draw you closer. And you find yourself drifting down and down and deeper, drifting down into a very special place, a canyon. A canyon where the walls sparkle as if they're inset with gold or silver, or precious gems, or perhaps quartz that reflects the rays of the sun. And on one wall of this canyon there's a grassy ledge, and I don't know if this ledge is as big as a football pitch or as small as the room that you're in, but your mind knows. And I know that somewhere on this comfortable grassy ledge, there's a special place just for you to sit and wonder at the marvel of nature all around you, with the sun from the clearest of blue skies just warming you. Not too hot, just right. And as you look around, you suddenly realize that there are waterfalls. One of them so close, so majestic, you wonder why you hadn't noticed it before. And there's a gentle silver mist that just floats in fronds between the canyon walls. And in this silver mist, there are rainbows, some of them inverted, upside down, and one of them like a giant orb of color, suspended, seeming to just float there in the canyon, creating a wonderful sense of calm as you listen to the waterfall tumbling over the rocks, crashing and roaring its way to the floor of the canyon. Every so often, a small droplet seems to separate itself and hang almost motionless, spinning and sparkling like a liquid diamond, reflecting the sunlight, every colour of the spectrum. It seems to you that you could almost reach out and grasp it, but in that same instant you realise it had just become colourless water in your hand, and you watch in contentment as that diamond droplet gently finds its way back to the tumbling waterfall, and you can smell the fresh, peaty scent of the water. Feel the silky gentleness of the mist against your skin, and you wonder at the fact that this river has been flowing for millions upon millions of years. Wonder at the fact that this river actually created the canyon in the first place, long before man walked the face of the earth. And it'll continue to flow for millions more years, maybe until man no longer walks here. And you wonder, how it would be to be like that bird again, soaring and wheeling over this place, swooping down to the river, then soaring up into the heavens. And with that sharp vision of a bird being able to look down on this magical place and see everything so clearly and in its proper perspective, to see the majesty of life. And you observe a huge fish, a salmon, the biggest salmon you've ever seen, making its way towards the foot of the waterfall. And you gaze in wonderment as this huge salmon begins to leap upward through that majestic torrent of water, leaping, holding its position, its body just shimmying gently to hold its place in the water while it gathers strength for the next leap. Then another leap, and another, and another. And you hold your breath in wonderment as you watch the fish slowly but steadily approach the top of the fall. Then you feel a surge of joy as it makes one last final effort and leaps over the top of that massive waterfall, a surge of joy so strong that you feel compelled to follow. And you find the salmon resting in a tranquil pool, just drifting calmly and easily in a pool so tranquil, so serene, that you wonder how it could possibly feed that roaring torrent. And you drift back down to your ledge, your safe place, and realize that there are caves behind those waterfalls, caves that you could visit in your mind to find answers to questions, solutions to problems. And as you ponder on these almost magical thoughts, you realize that in the special place where you're sitting, there's a beautiful feeling of total tranquility, an enchanting serenity that seems to flow through every pore, every cell, every fiber of your entire body, as though you're cocooned in some way, in a special place that's yours and yours alone. A special place you can always find whenever you want to. A special place where you can make wonderful things happen for yourself just by imagining them. And as you imagine those things, it's as if you can see them reflected in that waterfall. Reflected in the waterfall so clearly, so distinctly, you can see yourself looking exactly the way you want to feel. And now you're so completely relaxed, your subconscious mind can come to the fore, so that it can accept ideas, suggestions, and concepts that are for your benefit. And because they are for your benefit, these suggestions will take root in your subconscious, and nothing that's accepted into the subconscious is easily removed. So you can be certain that they'll be there, helping you, guiding you, over the coming days and weeks and months, helping you to become more and more confident in your abilities as a trader. You'll soon begin to achieve a wonderfully confident and philosophical attitude to your trading that allows you to accept a win or a loss with the same emotional response. The response that it was a good trade. It was a good trade because you understand the indicators that you use and you decided to place that trade. Because it was a good trade, it can become a matter of some indifference to you whether that trade wins or loses. You're going to find from this day forwards that your concentration and perception when interpreting the indicators that you use just keeps on growing. Growing day by day as you begin to realize that amazing impartiality with each trade that you take. An impartiality that allows you to assess your position confidently. An impartiality that allows you to ensure that every trade is a good trade. because you study the indicators that you use, with a detached yet professionally skilled trading mind. And this allows you to exercise the discipline that a professional trader uses when entering or exiting a trade, the same discipline that allows you to achieve the very best possible results from your trading plan. Self-discipline when trading is going to become so normal to you that you'll begin to wonder why it was ever a problem in the first place. So normal to you that you'll begin to be an inspiration to others. And that feels good. That always feels so good. You'll discover that you have the discipline to cut your losses and let your profits run. The discipline to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital. The discipline that will soon begin to allow you to achieve your trading goals, to remain focused, calm, relaxed in every trade you make. I wonder if you can see yourself now, just a little way into the future, looking successful in whatever way successful means to you. Just see yourself now studying a chart and analyzing the market, preparing fully and professionally to make a trade. You can see that you are supremely focused and your concentration is total. Outside influences simply focus your concentration even more. Outside influences, whatever they are, simply focus your concentration even more. Make it vivid in your mind. You can see yourself now studying a chart, and it's evident that you can clearly see a successful trade. You remain calm and unhurried as you take a position, absolutely confident in the knowledge that this is a good trade, remaining calm and relaxed as soon as that position is properly placed. And as the market moves, you maintain a professional and impartial interest, easily understanding what the market is telling you, and being able to act when necessary with the polished impartiality of a truly professional trader with a polished and accomplished skill, so that you neither become euphoric when a trade wins, nor depressed when it loses. Because you know you've placed a good trade, you understand and easily accept that the market will do what the market will do, that a loss is just as much evidence as a win, evidence that you are a successful and disciplined trader. Whichever way a trade goes, all it tells you is that the market will do what the market will do, that it has no interest in you as a person. And this calm and philosophical acceptance allows you to be easily in tune with the daily rhythms of the market, easily in tune with yourself as you recognize that you are a disciplined trader who follows a trading plan and keeps to that plan with a calmly relaxed and totally disciplined approach. A philosophical and impartial attitude that leads you onwards to trading success. And because of all this, your ability as a trader is going to grow day by day, as you become steadily more and more disciplined in your approach to the market, recognizing so easily now that the market has no interest in you as a person. It's a thing without emotion, and is best worked as a thing without emotion. So that day by day, you become steadily more skilled at trading the market without emotion. Without emotion, but with a detached professional interest and comprehension. And you're going to discover something else too. Something that will allow you to reach your maximum potential as a trader. Because of this new trading discipline, and your ability to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital, you'll discover that you can easily transcend those enemies of fear and greed. Fear and greed are destructive to you and have no place in the new, more secure, more confident, altogether more disciplined you. In fact, it's going to seem to you that they were never truly a problem in the first place. As you become steadily more and more aware that winning is a state of mind, steadily more and more aware that your newfound impartial approach to trading is truly allowing you to develop a winning mindset, steadily more and more aware that you are a successful trader. And as you become steadily more and more aware of this, you're going to begin to achieve a wonderfully confident and philosophical attitude to your trading. And that attitude is going to allow you to accept a win or a loss with the same emotional response. The response that it was a good trade. It was a good trade because you understand the indicators that you use and you decided to place that trade. Because it was a good trade, it can become a matter of some indifference to you whether that trade wins or loses. You're going to find from this day forward that your concentration and perception when interpreting the indicators just keeps on growing. Growing day by day as you begin to realize that amazing impartiality with each trade that you take. An impartiality that allows you to assess your position confidently. An impartiality that allows you to ensure that every trade is a good trade. Because you study the indicators that you use with a detached yet professionally skilled trading mind. And this allows you to exercise the discipline that a professional trader uses when entering or exiting a trade. That very same discipline that allows you to achieve the very best possible results from your trading plan. Self-discipline when trading is going to become so normal to you, you'll begin to wonder why it was ever a problem in the first place. So normal to you that you'll be an inspiration to others, and that always feels so good. You'll discover that you have the discipline to cut your losses and let your profits run, the discipline to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital, the discipline that will soon begin to allow you to achieve your trading goals, to remain focused, calm, relaxed in every single trade you make. I wonder if you can see yourself now just a little way into the future, looking successful in whatever way successful means to you. Just see yourself now, studying a chart, analyzing the market, preparing fully and professionally to make a trade. You can see that you're supremely focused and your concentration is total. Outside influences, whatever they are, wherever they come, simply focus your concentration even more. Make it really vivid in your mind. You can see yourself now studying the chart. It's evident that you can clearly see a successful trade. You remain calm and unhurried as you take a position, absolutely confident in the knowledge that this is a good trade, and remaining calm and relaxed as soon as that position is properly placed. And as the market moves, you maintain a professional and impartial interest, easily understanding what the market is telling you, being able to act when necessary with the polished impartiality of a truly professional trader with a polished and accomplished skill, so that you neither become euphoric when a trade wins nor distressed when it loses. Because you know you've placed a good trade and you understand and easily accept that the market will do what the market will do. You understand that a loss is just as much evidence as a win, evidence that you are a successful and disciplined trader. Whichever way a trade goes, all it tells you is that the market will do what the market will do, that it has no interest in you as a person. And this calm and philosophical acceptance allows you to be easily in tune with the daily rhythms of the market. Easily in tune with yourself as you recognize that you are a disciplined trader who follows a trading plan and keeps to that plan with a calmly relaxed and totally disciplined approach, a philosophical and impartial attitude that leads you onwards to trading success. And because of all this, your ability as a trader is going to grow day by day as you steadily become more and more disciplined in your approach to the market. Recognizing so easily now that the market has no interest in you as a person, it's a thing without emotion, and is best worked as a thing without emotion. So that day by day, you become steadily more skilled at trading the market without emotion. Without emotion, but with a detached professional interest and comprehension. And you're going to discover something else too, something that will allow you to reach your maximum potential as a trader because of this new trading discipline and your ability to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital. you'll discover how easily you can transcend those twin enemies, fear and greed. Those enemies, fear and greed, are destructive to you, and they have no place in the new, more secure, more confident, altogether more disciplined you. In fact, it's going to seem to you that they were never truly a problem in the first place. As you become steadily more and more aware that winning is a state of mind, steadily more and more aware that your newfound impartial approach to trading is truly allowing you to develop a winning mindset, steadily more and more aware that you are a successful trader. And because of all this, you're going to begin to achieve a wonderfully confident, a wonderfully philosophical attitude to all your trading. An attitude that allows you to accept a win or a loss with the same emotional response. The response that it was a good trade. It was a good trade because you understand the indicators that you use and you decided to place that trade after studying them. And because it was a good trade, it can become a matter of some indifference to you whether that trade wins or loses. And you're going to find from this day forwards that your concentration and perception while interpreting the indicators just keeps on growing. Growing day by day as you begin to realize the amazing strength of the impartiality that you now have with each trade that you take. The amazing strength that comes from an impartiality that allows you to assess your position confidently. The amazing strength that comes from an impartiality that allows you to ensure that every single trade is a good trade. Because you study the indicators that you use and you understand them. You study the indicators that you use and you understand them with a detached yet professionally skilled trading mind. And this allows you to exercise the discipline that a professional trader uses when entering or exiting a trade. The same discipline that allows you to achieve the very best possible results from your trading plan. The same discipline that allows you to stay absolutely to your trading plan. The self-discipline when trading is going to become so normal to you that you'll begin to wonder if it ever was truly a problem in the first place. So normal to you that you'll be an inspiration to others. And that feels good. That always feels so good when you can inspire others to discover the self-discipline that now comes so easily to you. You're going to discover that you have the discipline to cut your losses and let your profits run. The discipline to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital. The discipline that will soon begin to allow you to achieve your trading goals and to achieve them so easily that it amazes you and inspires others to remain focused, calm, and relaxed in every trade that you make. I wonder if you can see yourself now, just a little way into the future, looking successful in whatever way successful means to you. Just see yourself now studying a chart, analyzing the market, preparing fully and professionally to make a trade. You can see that you are supremely focused and your concentration is total. Outside influences simply increase your concentration even more. Outside influences, whatever they are, however they form, simply focus your concentration even more. Make it all truly vivid in your mind. You can see yourself now studying a chart, and it's evident that you can clearly see a successful trade. You remain calm and unhurried as you take a position, absolutely confident in the knowledge that this is a good trade, remaining calm and relaxed as soon as that position is properly placed. And as the market moves, you maintain a professional and impartial interest, easily understanding what the market is telling you, being able to act when necessary, with the polished impartiality of a truly professional trader, with a polished and accomplished skill, so that you neither become euphoric when a trade wins, nor distressed when it loses. Because you know that you've placed a good trade, you understand and easily accept that the market will do what the market will do, that a loss is just as much an evidence as a win, evidence that you are a successful and disciplined trader. Whichever way a trade goes, all it tells you is that the market will do what the market will do. The market will always do what the market will do. It has no interest in you as a person, and this calm and philosophical acceptance allows you to be easily in tune with the daily rhythms of the market, easily in tune with yourself as you recognize that you are a disciplined trader who follows a trading plan with discipline and keeps to that plan with a calmly relaxed and totally disciplined approach. A philosophical and impartial attitude that leads you onwards to trading success. And because of all this, your ability as a trader is going to grow day by day, as you steadily become more and more disciplined in your approach to the market, recognizing so easily now that the market has no interest in you as a person. It's a thing without emotion, and is best worked as a thing without emotion. So that day by day, you become steadily more skilled at trading the market without emotion. Without emotion, but with a detached, professional interest and comprehension, with discipline. And you're going to discover something else too. Something that will allow you to reach your maximum potential as a trader. Because of this new trading discipline, and your ability to set realistic and achievable goals relative to your trading capital, you'll discover you can easily transcend those enemies' fear and greed. Those enemies' fear and greed are destructive to you, and they have no place in the new, more secure, more confident, altogether more disciplined you. In fact, it's going to seem to you that they were never truly a problem in the first place, as you become steadily more and more aware that winning is a state of mind. Steadily more and more aware that your newfound impartial and disciplined approach to trading is truly allowing you to develop a winning mindset. Steadily more and more aware that you are a successful trader. And now it's time for me to bring this session to an end. If you've been listening to this at the end of the day and you want to go to sleep now, just ignore the rest of this recording and allow yourself to drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. But otherwise, listen to the sound of my voice as I count from 1 to 5, and allowing yourself to become more and more aware with each count, so that by the time I get to 5, your eyes will open and you'll find yourself alert and feeling good, looking forward to the rest of your day. 1. Beginning to be more aware of self now. 2. Just drifting up, being more aware of hands and feet and arms and legs. 3. Halfway up, just pausing for a moment, just gathering your senses and being aware of yourself in the room. 4. Almost all the way up to the top behind your closed eyelids. And 5. And open your eyes alert and aware and feeling good.